It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The Las Cruces Sun News reports that after much debate Tuesday, the Doniana County Commissioners voted 4-1 to adopt a new contract with Wildlife Services, a federal program under the Department of Agriculture. The agency is to manage wildlife in the county using non-lethal methods twice on two different days before using lethal methods. The contract is renewed annually. The No Strings Theater Company will present the play Weighing In at the Black Box Theater opening this Friday through July 21st at 430 North Main Street in Las Cruces. Emily Guerra talked with actress and playwright Monica Mojica about her new play.
Weighing In is about our tendency to self-sabotage with negative talk towards ourselves, so particularly involving weight. So it specifically revolves around how we tend to put a premium on looking like some particular aesthetic standard that maybe has been given to us by society. Society may have given us this standard, but we have taken the torch and ran with it for the most part. I know I myself pretty much constantly have a ticker tape of negative commentary on my weight.
Well, I think a lot of us do. And in our community, we have, you know, diabetes problems. Mm-hmm. So I think this is very apropos. Give us a brief rundown about the play.
I feel like this is a lot like the Vagina Monologues, except it's with weight. So I have six women and a man talking about weight and how which different areas it plays into your life. For example, one of the women, Claudia Billings, who is a New Mexico State University full professor in the theater department, is clad in only a hospital gown and is like technically weighing in. And so we've all been there. At least I have. When you're sometimes I'm sick as a dog and I will not go to the doctor's office because I know the first part of that appointment is going to be me weighing in. And I know that once those three numbers traipse his conversation, that is all I will concentrate on. I don't care if I have the flu. I don't care if I have whatever. I'm just thinking, I cannot believe I weigh that much. It's almost like the rest of what he has to say or she has to say is muted. And so I really kind of make that come alive with a particular scene. And I do this through voiceover. There's also a duet acting scene that runs throughout the show, and that is with Jessica Jimenez and Alex Wheeler Larkin. And they're college roommates. One became a moderately successful actress, and one is a housewife. And they both deal with their weight issues in their own way. I tend to think, at least when I first wrote this play, that I was focusing a lot on being overweight. And I didn't think about the trials and tribulations of being underweight. So the character of Deborah is underweight. And when the catharsis of the scene comes when she's saying, you know, you think that you have it so easy. She's like, I stuff honey down my throat trying to gain weight. So, I mean, we're all in this. I work with police officers a lot and hostage negotiators, these big, strong men. And I'm talking to them about this play. And darn it, they're saying the exact same things. The same things that plague my daily interactions and best intentions. No gender, no bounds, no age. And that's what's so disheartening. We are so mean to ourselves. And so I think by just exposing that, we are taking away some of its power and realizing that we're all part of a collective.
And how it affects our children.
Oh,
and
yes,
some become anorexic. And then the bullying that goes along with that as well.
That is actually my first monologue deals with it. And it's probably the one Alex Wheeler performs it beautifully. And I cry almost every time because I'm like, what is my inheritance to my son? He has taken so many day one pictures of me where I'm holding up my hand, hopeful in a way, but my eyes aren't because I've been on day one for the past 20 years. You know, I'm just constantly. And so he is inheriting from me this disbelief in the miracle that is our body. And I know that I should be thanking the powers that be, and my body grew a beautiful baby and it serves me well every day. But I can't help but go to the bad place, holding myself up to a standard. And my greatest fear is that I'm going to pass that along to him.
Back to your play, Weighing In. What do you hope the community should get out of this play?
I love that question. I feel that by exposing this thought, and for me it's a tape, constantly playing, Monica, you're going to look terrible in that picture. Monica, your arms are too fat. Monica, you're this, you're that, you're that. By saying, you know what, if somebody else says, I can identify with that, I hear that same voice too. Even if we don't converse about it, just having someone nod their heads and be like, yeah, sister, like I hear you, I stand you, I hear you, what you're saying is relevant to me. That is why I want you to see Weighing In, because this story belongs to us all.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Monica Mojica at our website, krwg.org.